Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio Program. I'm John Ramos, and here to encourage you in the studio is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello. You doing good?
Doing wonderful. How about you?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. I'm excited.
I'm glad you are.
You look excited.
Man, listen. I'm excited. And Steve Kolesheski.
How's it going?
It's going good, man. I'm excited about our program. Don't forget that we are two programs back-to-back. In the event that you miss us either on TV, WHBR-CT, and on the Gulf Coast, you can always catch up at VFNTV.com, where you can find everything you need to know about VFN TV, the VFN radio program. We have it all available for you. You can actually stream it live every day, 5 to 6. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, get on the podcast, download the app, and take VFN Radio, VFN TV on the go. And, you know, if you missed our previous program, my goodness, I was so encouraged about
that.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about kingdom, raising the next generation of kingdom leaders. And, man, it's amazing what vision does and what we can, you know, see when we just zoom out the lens a little bit and get a deeper perspective about why are we here? You know, why has God blessed us? What does God want us to do? And we have the opportunity to be agents of change in society. Good change. Mm-hmm. Agents of hope. Good hope. Hope that doesn't point. Disappoint, hope that doesn't fail, and it's amazing. But in today's program, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving, reflecting on the goodness of God. We are here at this month, at this time, where we're not just going to gobble there, but we're going to take the real meaning of what Thanksgiving is all about. Sure, we're going to eat and talk about all those things and have a good time with fellowshipping, and, you know, it's great. But I love this time of the year when we can reflect about that. So, you know, you don't want to miss this, because we're going to interview Pat Hamilton and Steve Kolesheski.
I'm looking forward to that.
And we're going
interview.
To find out.
Me too.
You're going to know what they are thankful for, what they are appreciative for, and you don't want to miss it. You always wanted to know. I mean, I know you wanted to know what is in there. I mean, what makes up the... You're going to know today. So pay close attention. You don't want to miss it. We're also going to be talking about the new way of living. Mm. You know, it's so important. You know, when we give our lives to the Lord, something's supposed to happen. Yeah. We enter a journey, a period of time, really, that doesn't end, but we're transitioning from one life to the other. Mm-hmm. We are being transformed. That is the goal, right? Mm-hmm. It's a lifelong process. I mean, hey, you'll be transforming if you stay abiding and staying close to the Lord until the day you die. You know, I mean, we have areas to grow in. And but there's this notion, there's this idea, this concept, I don't know, it's being shared and preached that, you know, you don't have to change. You know, last time I read the Bible, it was, you know, behold, John the Baptist said, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And today, I mean, we see a lot of people that just are living any which way and just saying they have Jesus too. And I just don't see that in the scriptures. I see where God is calling us to a new way of living, to abandoning the old ways that were corrupted, that you know, are going to get us going in a different direction. He's calling us to lift our eyes, to lift our standard, if you will. He's bringing us up. And no, I'm not talking about a self-help or a better you. I'm talking about a new way of living, of total devotion, of separation from sin, death, hell, the stuff that corrupted us, and being separated to living in an intimate, personal, experiential relationship with God. And as you enter that relationship, you can't help but to be transformed. You can't help but to change.
Right.
And that's what God is calling us to. Maybe you didn't know and you weren't taught, but let me tell you, God has a new way of living for you, and it's one that could be enjoyed, and it's a beautiful thing to see. And so we're going to be talking about that. But I want to jump right into Thanksgiving. I mean, here we are. It's a wonderful time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I love to take this time as a moment just to being, you know, just to reflect and to be thankful to God. Because a lot of people say they're thankful during this time, but it's like, who are you thankful, mm-hmm. you know, to who? You know, it's important. You know, yeah. They just say, I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great, but who are you expressing thanks to? You know what I mean? It's important that we understand that. And some of the things that I want to talk about before we get to this interview, we will have this interview, so please stay close. I have not forgotten. But we're going to be talking about how thankfulness to God ushers you into the presence of the Lord. Have you experienced that before in your life? I mean, Psalms 104 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Have you noticed that when you take time to look at God, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Envision and appreciate all of his majesty, all that he has done,
uh-huh.
his mercy, his love, his redemption, his grace. And you look at his life, when you just pause for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't the natural response, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. No, really. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Something you don't hear much these days, but it's something that God should hear quite often from our lips. Thank you. Because you've done so much. And I think that as we begin to look at that on a daily basis, what are we thankful for to God? What are we appreciative for of God? And we verbalize that back to him. We acknowledge that. And we say, Lord, I recognize that these things, these people in my life, these opportunities, my life, all of these things,
mm-hmm.
all come from your hand. Everything that I have is because you are exceedingly good. You're exceedingly loving. You're exceedingly gracious to me. And I believe that that fills us with such awe, with such wonder, that we naturally transition from expressing our thanks and our gratitude to praise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love you. Oh, you are amazing. Oh, there's no one like you on the face of the earth. I love you and want to grow more in love. You are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we need to remember that, especially during this time. You know, oftentimes it's easy, and I don't know why, maybe that's just part of the sinful nature, that people just can go negative and just look at what they don't have,
mm-hmm.
instead of walking with an awareness of how blessed we truly are.
Mm-hmm.
And that it just doesn't happen like this. You know, there's so many things that can happen to you. Believe me. Mm-hmm. Believe me. There's so many things that can happen to you that we can pause and say, you know what? I'm not going to waste 1 second feeling bad for myself, for other mm-hmm. people, for no. You know, because of what the perception of what they don't have, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to rejoice and be thankful for what we do have. I know that during this time, we're going to have, you know, maybe going to have that turkey, going to have that ham, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take time to eat with friends and family. And I like those traditions. I think it's good, you know. But I also think that, you know, as we're getting ready to eat, as we're getting ready to do those nice traditions that we have and we pause for a moment, and you know, family comes over, or we go over to family's house, and we're just kicking back, that day that we conscientiously, we should do this every day, but that day that we walk around with that awareness, and that let those conversations throughout that day be about the goodness of God. You know, that what God has done, the goodness of God. And it's amazing how one's testimony would so bless somebody else's testimony, or what they're thankful for would really challenge us to say, man, that wasn't even on my grid. Mm-hmm. and now we can say, wow, you just added another thing that I could be thankful for. And we mutually edify, mutually encourage. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's what the body of Christ should do when we come together. We should walk out so different than when we came in, because we came with the awareness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Pat, I want you to tell us. Steve, we're going to get to you. But, Pat, right now, I want you to tell us, as we come into this Thanksgiving season, not just the day, but this time of the year, you know, what are some of the things that you're thankful for? What are some of the things that you have recognized, yeah, that you're going to be recognizing, you know, and talking about the goodness of God, what's mm-hmm. He done in your life?
Well, this, you know, like you said, this time of year, you always reflect on, and I do it all the time, but obviously Thanksgiving, it makes you really ponder the thought of what are you really thankful mm-hmm. for? And especially when we get together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
On those times, during those times, it just, I can't help but think about being grateful for family.
Mm-hmm.
Because of where I came from when I was a child, it, you know, family wasn't always a great experience.
Right.
You know, so it really makes me be really grateful for my family, you know, from what the enemy tried to do, you know, when I was younger.
Yeah.
And what he's given me now, it's just beautiful. It's just awesome. Family and friends, you know, my natural family, my spiritual family, we all get together every year, and it's a wonderful time. And then, of course, I'm always just grateful that He saved my life.
Right.
You know, He saved my soul.
That's a good one.
You know, Jesus is obviously number one. And the fact that He's given me purpose and vision, and I always think back to the times before He saved me. It's like, I had no idea where I was going, what I was doing. All I thought about was either that day or the next.
Right.
That's about as far as I could see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, it's just amazing where He's brought me from. And the future is just going to be awesome. I'm just excited about what
Isn't
He's doing.
It?
Oh, my
Isn't
gosh.
It? When we get back from this break, He's just got started. I mean, I see that
There's
list.
There's more. I see
that list there. He just
the
got
gears
started.
Gears are turning.
We get back from this break, we're going to hear more from Pat, and we're also going to talk to Steve and find out, you know, what are some of the things that they're thankful for as we take this time. I want to encourage you, maybe you're thinking yourself, jot a couple things down. Don't wait till right before you eat the turkey. Go ahead, start now. Right, take that pen and paper out and start writing some of those things, and maybe, you know, you're going to have a long list and be able to share with friends and family. More when we get right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
$50 Eye Guy.
Welcome to the Army Navy Store with 2 locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and in Fort Walton Beach.
We have ammunition, weapons,
tactical gear, survival gear, uniform, patches, and much, much more. Call go online, or visit us today.
Dad, you've got a special role in your daughter's life. With Focus on the Family Minute, this is John Fuller. Dr. Kevin Lehman shares how you can communicate your love to your daughter in a way that she feels it.
He affirms her femininity, number one. He affirms the fact that she's a little girl, you know, and he takes time to listen to her. Now, women use 2.5, 3.5 times the number of words that we men use in a given day or week. With women, you got to be patient. You have to listen. They have a need to talk, to share. Most men aren't real big on that. Most men thrive on arms-length relationships. But the last thing your daughter needs from you, gentlemen, is an arms-length relationship.
It may be uncomfortable. Okay, it will be uncomfortable. But you can connect with your little girl, and it'll be worth the effort. Learn more about that daddy-daughter relationship from Dr. Lehman today on FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining us back from the break is Pat and Steve, and we're talking about the power, the importance, the awesome opportunity we have to express thankfulness, to have gratitude to God. I mean, that's important, to God.
That was a big one.
For all that he has done, all that he is presently doing, and all that he is about to do. I mean, hey, just go ahead and just cover the whole spectrum, because this is good. But we were hearing from Pat as he was talking to us about some of the things that he's thankful for and some of the things that he reflects upon. How important is it for you, Pat, to not only for you to be able to understand what, you know, God has done and to be able to express and verbalize, you know, thanks to him, but also to be able to encourage your family in being able to do that as well, children, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very important. I mean, you got to, like you said, like I was talking about earlier, you got to teach your children, you know, what it is. Mm-hmm. Obviously, have a good work ethic, but also, why are you thankful? Why? How do you think this stuff just happened? You know,
right,
this food just miraculously just appeared in front of you.
Oh,
you know,
it,
this
house, it doesn't?
Just, the refrigerator's
the
always
The power
full.
Just stays on. You know, there's just all these things always that just full. Happen. No. It comes from somewhere, you know, and it's not, you know, mom and dad. This comes from God.
Somebody actually plucked the turkey? I mean, it just doesn't. Turkeys don't just come out that way. They just, you know.
Well, actually, they come from the grocery store, but no.
Right.
But, you know, given the whole perspective of where everything comes from, mm-hmm. you know, it's so easy to take it for granted, you know, when it, especially in America, you know, things are just naturally available, you mm-hmm. know, it's, you know, we have no concept what it is to go without food
right.
or
right.
electricity or a roof over our heads, that kind of thing. So unless you teach your children that, and if you don't realize where it comes from,
yeah.
I really believe that anybody who's ungrateful,
mm-hmm.
is taking credit for everything in their
wow.
life.
Mm.
You know, the fact yeah. that you can be miserable, it's like you're not thankful to God for anything. You know, you think you're doing it.
Mm. Right.
You know, I mean, what a slap in the face to God. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is insulting, because you just take the mindset that everything that you have is because you've done it.
Right.
You earned it. You're responsible for it. It's your world.
Mm. You did it all.
You did it all. And you can quickly find out that all that stuff can just disappear. I mean, if God took one pinky, and I'm being generous, off mm-hmm. of me, I know I'd fall apart, you know?
Mm, absolutely.
And he's the one that holds all things together. But, you know, before we ask Steve, because I know he has a long list, of what he's thankful for. I want you to hear from David Crowder.
David Crowder.
David Crowder.
David Crowder Band.
From the David Crowder Band, as he shares with us what he is thankful for.
I am thankful for my mom and my dad, mostly because they're incredibly handsome and attractive, as you see, and they love me very well and have my entire life. I'm thankful for puffy vests and tractors because the puffy vests keep you warm in the middle portion of your body, but let the extremities hang free and cool you off. And then the tractors, because they bring food to the world and feed the planet. I'm thankful for banjos, although this is just a banjo. It's not plural, really. I should have drawn more banjos to be truly thankful for the banjo, but I'm thankful that it only has 5 strings instead of 6. Happy Thanksgiving from positive, encouraging Kayla.
There you have it. David Crowder. Man, I didn't even recognize him. He's got the whole Duck Dynasty beard going on and everything.
He always looked like that.
Did he always look like that?
I think so. He's had that thing for a while.
Wow, man. Oh, yeah. He is really rocking that thing. Man, that's freedom. Oh, yeah. I love that. Wow.
I think he should grow one of those.
I don't know.
I think you would.
You know what? You would be. That looks good on you. Feet on top, a little bit below.
Be sharp.
Hey, man.
I got to think about that one. I'm not too sure about that.
Just speak it out, man. It's okay.
Yeah.
Don't be limited in your mindsets, man. Take it off.
Take it off, huh?
Take off the mindsets, man.
Speaking of mindsets, watch how I do this. Steve, talk to us.
Deflection.
Watch how I do this. Steve, talk to us. And enlighten us here. I mean, here we are, another opportunity to express thankfulness.
I have let my hair grow, so I just want to give you some encouragement. But no, I think about just like what Pat was saying. It's just like the differences of, I see what God's done in my life, and I'm so, when I look at the holidays right now where we are walking into Thanksgiving and Christmas, it has always been a cry in my heart. Like, as a kid, family was always very difficult, if you will. It's always a difficult time because it was more painful of what was meant to be a joyful time. And I'm thankful for God, for the family, my spiritual family, of what he's given. And I think about this time, I always have this tradition about Thanksgiving. I go down to the beach in Florida and I watch a sunrise, because this is always...
Who knew? Did you know that?
Yeah, actually I knew that.
Yeah.
He's been doing that for a while.
It's a tradition that I've started because before my last deployment, my first deployment was very, very bad. And my second deployment, I was very concerned, and I didn't know if I was going to come home or not.
So you say deployment,
in the military. I was in the Marine Corps. And before I even knew God wasn't even on my radar. Mm-hmm. And I had come across a beach in Destin, and there was this restaurant that had these steps that would literally right down on the sand. And I just remember standing in the sand, and I just says, God, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. If you can bring me back, I want to see this again.
This is before you knew God, right?
This is before I even knew God.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me of just how God, he saved my life literally, but he also saved my soul. And I think about the transition, the miracles of what God has done, drawing me to where we are in Florida. And it causes me to just say, God, it reminds me of that moment. And like you're saying, it reminds me of where I was. Mm. It reminds me that God found me. It reminds me just literally the miracles of what God's done. And I just think about, and it's like you're saying, there's so many things in the world that says, yeah, you don't have this, 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 and this. But it's just like...
Like an island.
Like an island, yeah. But honestly, I'm grateful, and we'll grow in this. I'm grateful for palm trees. Because palm trees help me remember the fact of where God has brought me. Mm. And I'm thankful for Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for his blood, that it's by no other way. We're saved by grace. It's not by what I do. Mm-hmm. One of the things is, in my natural family, I've got an older sister. I don't have any brothers. I'm thankful for the gift of family and my brothers that are in my life that, you know, so many times before, it's like we can tell people around us that, man, I love you, man. I love you, man. But so often it's like those words, there's so much meaning to them. And so often the people around us don't really know what it means. But to really tell someone that, man, I love you, man. I'm so grateful for you. And it was a cry in my heart ever since I can remember to have family, to have brothers. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is, like you're saying, when you're able to come together and really look around and it's like, God, you have done so much. And it's exciting to think about. It's just like what God's going to do.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful because it's just like God is just looking for someone to believe him, mm-hmm. to be grateful. And it really changes your whole perspective about things. Because like you're saying, that's such a powerful mindset. It's like if you're ungrateful, you're taking credit for it.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing how it's just like, you know what, you can pretty much get rid of all those prescriptions by just simply saying, oh my goodness, I'm grateful that I can breathe. I'm grateful that I can walk. I'm grateful that I'm still alive. Mm-hmm. And it's that perspective that we have of just being thankful for what God's given us. You know, and it's a huge paradigm.
Wow. Absolutely awesome. Absolutely amazing. More when we get right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, we were just talking about what, you know, God is saying and some of the things that sharing some words about a spiritual avalanche, this huge mindset. And it's just so refreshing because, you know, when you're hearing from the Lord and the things that we've heard and I've heard, is after a while you're just thinking like, I'd like to hear about something good, you know. I mean, right. is there something? We prayed for a long time. You know, we prayed for a long time, and part of one of the prayers that we were praying, you know, scripturally, is like, Lord, let us know your heart, your feelings, what you're thinking. And it came to a point, it's like, you know, I don't think I want to know this anymore because it just felt so heavy and so broken. And so I don't think I have the grace, I don't have the ability in my humanness to be able to even tap and barely to your emotions. Mm-hmm. But I can't. And then we added to the prayer that you would give us grace to be able to handle this. And yeah. He did.
Yeah.
And because we don't want to, you lose your relationship with somebody when you're not willing to feel their feelings, you know, what they're thinking and feeling and empathize with them. And so you want, don't lose your relationship and turn it over to religion. But in the context of that, God's heart's broken over all this. Mm-hmm. And then he began to tell us that, but if you're broken over this, it's nothing wrong with you. It's a good thing. As a matter of fact, he talks about it in Ezekiel, and he literally put a sign in the sky for us after a time of 7 days of prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. That he says, go down there, those that are broken over the situation, he's telling Ezekiel this, and put a mark on them. Put a mark on them so when this storm comes, that it won't affect them. Did he not do that? I mean, yes, he did, sir, that. Yeah. It's like, oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. And literally
it's
put
in the sky.
It was in the sign in the heavens about mm-hmm. it. And so if you're God's, and not if you say you're God's, understand that. Not if somebody tells you that you're God's, God's apostrophe S, you know, you're possessive, that you are God's son or daughter, is that you know you're God's. You know what I'm saying? You're not like, I guess my pastor told me I'm saved. You know, I don't know. This is prophet that told me I have a call on my life. And like, no, dude, you know Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You made him the Lord of your life. You abide, you hang out with him, not because you have to, because you desperately want to. You want to be able to spend time with him and know what he's thinking and all. And so you want to make that decision. If you haven't yet, we have a way to be able to help you do that at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. I mean, I know you have heard of Frosty the Snowman, but when we have time in this program, we are going to talk about Frosted Tips. I mean, you don't want to miss this. Believe me. Stay with us the full hour because it's going to be action-packed. Also, Steve's going to be talking to us about the breath of life, and so I'm going to be excited about all of that in this hour. But we're talking about taking time to be thankful for what we don't have instead of being miserable for what we do not have. And I remember one time a guy told me, he says, I'd rather want something than I don't have than to have something I don't want. You know what I mean? careful about what you're miserable about, what you wish you had, because if you had it, you may not even want it, but you got it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got it. And we're talking today about food and all these different things, you know, and really being thankful to God. And we mentioned a little bit about food, but we are going to get to the food aspect here in a second. But, you know, even in that, I even felt that even you may be watching or listening and saying, well, you know what? I'm not going to be having a turkey this year, or I'm not going to be eating all those type of things and all, you know, maybe you may just be eating a regular meal this Thanksgiving and you're not going to have a turkey. I want to encourage you. I love what the Apostle Paul said. He said, I've learned, how to make it when I had a little. I'm paraphrasing here. And I learned how to live when I had a lot. And we have to be really careful that we don't measure our lives and what we have, you know, based on this American mindset, because the poorest person in America, the poorest person is incredibly blessed than most people in the entire world. And, you know, oftentimes people complain because maybe they can't go out to eat at a restaurant or they can't eat what they really want. This again, you know, another casserole, no names, you know, and it's like, wait a second. Some people didn't even get anything to eat that day or 2 days or that month or whatever, you know, and we need just to be thankful for all things. I've said this before that sometimes I think that, you know, we add our miseries on the adding machine, but we count God's blessings on our hand. And that needs to change. It needs to change as a church, as a society, as individuals. It's us. It's us that says, you know what? I'm going to express my thankfulness. I am going to express what I am appreciative about. And I'm just excited about this opportunity. Me, myself, you know, I am so thankful for many of the things that you guys have mentioned here, you know, on this program. I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful for the Lord. You know, I look at my life and just say, God, you're amazing. I couldn't have scripted this. Yo, thank you. Thank you. Many people do.
It's amazing what he's done.
There is a God. See, that's where we're supposed to be signs and wonders. You know that. Yeah.
That's a huge thing.
We're supposed to be signs and wonders that point to Jesus and says, oh my goodness. Wow.
Because it's encouraging for them when we share to them what God's done, because so often they can get fixated on
what hopefully they can
done.
See it. Hopefully they're like, you know.
Something's different about you.
Yeah, what's changed, you know? I remember even a couple of years after I'd given my life to the Lord, I would run into people in the mall that knew me from my former way of life and say, is it true? Is it true? Mm-hmm. I heard. I'm like, man, it is absolutely true. I gave my life to the Lord. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about family. I'm excited about, you know, what we have the opportunity to do every single day. We are all deeply appreciative to God for this opportunity to be able to speak to you, to be able to share what we feel God is saying, a now word. We feel privileged to have the opportunity to encourage the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we're grateful, absolutely grateful, appreciative to the Lord, and appreciative to you, you know, our viewers, our listeners, those that stand with us as we are carrying together the light of God's truth all around the world, all in the glory zone here in the Gulf Coast. And we're thankful for you, our partners,
mm-hmm.
and our sponsors that stand faithfully with us, pray for us, and so financially into you know, this ministry and what's happening. I mean, I look back over the year and think about all the different things that we have been able to discuss on this program.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that I mean, Greg has shared has just been phenomenal.
Yeah, powerful words.
Powerful. The fact that we were able to stand 50 days with Israel during Operation Protective Edge and were able to share a biblical perspective to what was happening in Israel mm-hmm. is amazing to me when most of the media was not even covering a great majority of that stuff. That was a blessing, an mm-hmm. honor, a mm-hmm. privilege. We're grateful for that opportunity. We're grateful for the opportunity to be able to share the prophetic words that God has given us to be able to warn the body of Christ and to encourage them to pursue God with all of their heart, with all of their mind, with all of their soul, with all their strength.
Mm-hmm.
We're thankful for being able to share about what God's getting ready to do in the Gulf Coast mm-hmm. and in this nation and the nations of the world with this coming outpouring of God. I mean, it is a privilege. And these are the Absolutely. Things that we should all be excited for, that God is in control, that heaven is you know, that heaven's, you know, he's sitting on the throne. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You know, earth is his footstool. He's totally in control, and that he loves us, and that he has a plan for us. And it's important that we find out, you know, God, I'm not interested in trying to get your blessing on what I'm doing. I just want to do what you're blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to seek the heart of God. We want to know the stirrings of his heart. Where are his eyes roaming to and fro? Who has caught his gaze? Where mm-hmm. is the need right now, God? What is your burning passion?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I bless you? You know, we hear it all the time, you know, God bless America. You know, and I think that we really need to be saying, hey, America, bless God. Church, bless God. You
God.
Know, how can we begin to start saying, Lord, I want to be a blessing to you today. Mm-hmm. What's on your heart? What's on your heart? Because a sense of gratitude, when we have gratitude, when we are truly appreciative of someone, right? We're mm-hmm. appreciative, you know, for God. What naturally should kind of rise up on the inside of us is yes, gratitude, but what can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
You've been so good to me. You have blessed me so much. You have ministered to me and touched my heart. How can I minister to you? How can I bless you? And did you know that you could bless God? You can touch the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
That you can minister to him. And that's beautiful, because I believe that's where all ministry really should start out of. Ministry to the audience of one. You know, we are vertically doing these things, not horizontally. Yes, you know, brothers and people are going to be blessed by all those things, but you know what? When we minister to the audience of one, and we lay our life down as a fragrant offering, as a sacrifice to God, it's such a pleasing aroma to him. And I just feel encouraged this year and so filled with, I guess, awe. And this really is really, I think, a springboard, a leap pad, if you will, to rolling into Christmas and the Christmas season. I mean, you know, it's not just about a day. You know, we're going to roll into that whole month of December with gratitude, appreciation, and joy and excitement to be celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. but also as a time to reflect upon the year, all that God has done, and looking forward to the future and what God's getting ready to do. Let me tell you, this is an amazing time. Don't waste it. Don't waste it getting sidetracked by shiny objects. Don't get sidetracked by letting someone else rain on your parade and point to things that are not going well. Make every effort to look at what is going right, what is going good. You know, the Bible tells us to focus our thoughts on whatever's pleasing and wonderful. Think on these things. And those are the things that we should bring to the table. We should bring a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and being able to impart that to one another. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to share what God has just laid on our heart, and you just don't want to miss it.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy. Welcome to the Army Navy Store with two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and in Fort Walton Beach.
We have ammunition, weapons,
tactical gear, survival gear, uniform, patches, and much, much more. Call, go online, or visit us today.
Anyway, first of all, I do want to say that I remember borrowing your bicycle once. I think it was your trike.
Really?
Yep. He had a seat. The seat was about the size of the ruler they gave you in the first grade.
How do you sit on that?
I'm telling you, man.
I hover over it.
I'm thinking, I got on this thing and I made it maybe about 10 feet. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh. What's happened to me? I'm thinking, but I started thinking back. I never sat on a ruler before. That wasn't what I was done. We had like banana seats and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm thinking, how can this man sit on the seat? And I thought, wow, I am such a wimp. I couldn't make it all the way around the block, you know, with that. And I'm thinking, wow. And people do ride on those seats, don't they? Did they?
Yeah.
No, it was like a ruler turned sideways. It wasn't even a ruler. It was really bad. And I just want to say that if you want to plenty of fruit in your life, you probably don't want to wear those kind of seats.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV. And joining me today, back from the break, I'm John Ramos, it's Pat and Steve. And just, I mean, during the break, we're just going to continue this, really, because inquiring minds want to know. I mean, Pat, weather's changing. It is getting cooler. Thanks to Chris for reminding us, because that really slipped my mind.
Thank you, Chris. I feel your love, getting cooler.
No, what I'm about to say, but it is getting cooler. Weather's changing. You know, Frosty the Snowman movie is going to be coming out here any moment. You know.
And we're getting some Frosted Flakes cereal later.
You know, Frosted Flakes. But yeah. Also, I was brought to my attention. See, I didn't know that, because I can't do that, you know, to my hair. But
That's because you refuse to grow it out. You just want to throw it out there. So don't be agreeing with your mindset.
He's got something he wants to say.
thank you, Pat. Thank you.
Go ahead,
thank
John.
You.
Go ahead.
You see that? You see how that works out?
I appreciate that. Thank you. Sure. Thank you, Patrick. There's something regarding frosted tips.
Frosted what?
Frosted tips. I heard that during the break here in the studio, and it just caught my attention. I don't know anything about that, but do you or have you ever, I think it has to do with the hair, have you ever frosted the tips of your hair? Has that ever crossed your mind?
No, not so much, no.
No. See, I don't even know what that is. I've never done that.
Because you refuse to grow your hair.
Chris is shaking his head, no, never. No. So,
because he's laughing too hard.
Actually, I think my wife does that.
Oh, you're...
My daughter does
wow.
that.
Wow. He went there.
They frost.
He went there.
They frost their hair. Yes, actually, I'm familiar with the term.
I wasn't going to go there. Not going to touch that. Yep. I'm not. But I mean, there is one more person here in the studio, but I guess I'll just ask you, Steve. Probably not. Probably not. But
are you familiar with this?
They set it up so lovely. I feel the love. Thanks, Chris.
Ever,
thanks, bud. I love you, man.
Has that ever happened? Have you ever frosted the tips of your...
Yes, I have.
You have?
I have.
What?
Tell us about... How does that work, bro? I mean...
What happened to you? What?
In his defense. What? In his defense.
Do we need to go to a break, Green, about now? I think we do.
No, we're out of breaks, bro.
We're out of timeouts here, aren't we?
He needs a lifeboat right now. He's sinking fast.
He needs a lifeline. Yeah.
Well,
you want to dial a friend or something?
Yeah. We got plenty of time. I got nowhere to go right here, don't we?
Now, when I was 9 minutes. Let's
when
go.
I was in my 20s, I had shorter hair, which I'm no longer in my 20s now, so this is...
Such an older man now.
Yes. Oh, no. Yes. What are you, like, 30?
Something like that.
25, I think.
It is getting hot in here, though, I would say. But,
maybe it's frosted. I don't know.
Anyways, no, like, I had shorter hair, and it's called, like, if you ever see people that are out in the sun a lot, like, they have, like, lighter hair in certain areas. Well, they can actually do that without the sun. So it's called frosting the tips.
The tips.
Yes.
and so
the reason why this was brought up is because I used to lifeguard. So I would actually work out on the beach like 8 or 9 hours a day, 6 days a week.
You pumped out iron and stuff?
No, he was working. It's his job.
No, I was like,
he said he worked out.
Saving people from drowning.
No, it's okay. So I was staring at the water.
Saving lives.
Yeah, I was saving lives.
Oh, okay.
I was
a hero. Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead. He's a hero.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it, man.
Hey,
thanks.
No problem, man. If I'm drowning, it's good to know that you were a lifeguard.
Well, yeah,
it's
good if you're drowning. Somebody wants to come help you out. This is always nice.
I mean, how'd you have time to do that and frost your like, huh?
He is relentless.
Did you see
man.
This?
So I'm trying to give context and give you an awareness of the fact that this was...
Context? Are you trying to... is he building context for this?
Context? Yes. Why do you need context?
Well, because I keep getting interrupted to try to get
hair products.
You know, our audience is concerned, and they want to know what's the background.
Are we going to have a picture for this segment? That's what I want.
We'll find one.
Can we generate a picture
for
this?
Yes. If they do generate a picture, that was the sun. Not the frosting.
Disclaimer.
Are you putting disclaimer on?
Yes, I am. Yes. So anyways, is because it's just like you'd be out in the sun all the time. And if I'm out in the sun, I know there's plenty of other people that can relate. I have dark hair, but if I'm out in the sun, it goes like straight blonde in the summer.
See, I don't have... See, that doesn't
because
happen to me.
Because you refuse
actually,
to grow your hair out.
I think it was red.
Was it red?
I don't remember blonde.
You're colorblind.
Oh, you're colorblind. Yeah. Wow. Now, Pat, when you are out in the and you are out in the summertime... And because I know I've seen you
I've
out
been there
for
once
hours,
or twice.
Yeah. Hours yeah, working yeah. outside.
All my spare time.
Yeah. Does your hair turn any color? I mean, anything. Any a shade.
No, sure doesn't.
I mean, mine
it
doesn't.
It stays the same color.
Mine
That's
doesn't
amazing.
Change. Mine doesn't change. Chris?
You mean to tell me that you're different?
No.
He's normal?
There's three of us here who's...
Well, you don't count because you refuse to grow your hair out.
I have hair. I mean, today I have a little less hair.
The hair that you continually cut every
week. A little less hair today.
You know, if we can get some posts or anyone that wants to call in, some additional encouragement, to let John know how beautiful that he would look with a ponytail or a beard longer than that.
A ponytail.
That'd be greatly encouraging.
That would be encouraging. You can do that. But we are going to get right back to Stephen this Frosted Tips. I think well, I that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to thank Chris for reminding us of that, because that wasn't on my grid. Wasn't thinking about that at all.
No, it was not.
Wasn't thinking about that at all. But that's
I was just trying to be real, man. Just trying to be real.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That moment of transparency, that really helps us out, because I didn't have that knowledge. Now we have that
knowledge. So at that moment, I'm grateful for the person that was able to frost
the tips
of my hair.
Pat, for Christmas, maybe we can get that for you.
I know what to get, Steve.
Thank you.
Wow.
And I would receive that with gratitude.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
We went there.
Amazing.
Yes, you can chop that up. We're going to use it. But
thanks, man.
On the serious note, we love to just have fun. I mean, you know, family, brothers, I mean, this is just so cool. I know that I get my fair share. Pat has not gotten his fair share yet, Steve, so we got to make sure that gets
out. We'll make sure that we can capitalize on that. We've got plenty of opportunities.
I think we have plenty of opportunities. Speaking of opportunities, are you going to be frying some turkeys? Or
Sure am.
Oh, okay. So,
are you taking any orders?
Yeah,
or
any particular
additional
time? Any?
I think I'm booked.
Well,
I've got four.
Four.
We can make it five.
So
four.
Yeah.
Wow. Now I recall. I mean, you were in the studio when this happened. I know you were.
Yeah.
But do you remember when I think I even put this request in the summertime.
For some reason, the subjects always change every time we bring up turkeys.
It really does.
No.
Very conveniently, in favor of Patrick Chain Hamilton.
I've noticed that. Wow.
No response.
So
I have
one or two turkeys. That
I mean, I would be willing to bring you some additional oil, and I would give it to you.
Really?
In gratitude.
You heard
okay,
it.
Okay, you did just that.
Wait, are we recording
you
this?
You walked into that one.
It takes 3 gallons of peanut oil.
That is, now you have it. There it is. Wow. Steve, you are a gift, man. I just want to say I'm thankful right now.
I mean, any oil that he has, I mean, I will pour it in there for you.
Oh, see
the
how this
has. How did it get turned back to you again?
Yeah, it got turned back to you. Yeah, after the program, I want to get with you because I want to make sure that my turkey gets done this year, because this has been like 4 or 5 years that somehow.
And
I mean,
I've yet to see one show up on my doorstep. It's amazing
how that works. Let's clarify this on air so that this is recorded, right? Okay. So if one shows up at your doorstep, you're going to fry it.
Absolutely.
Is that, Steve, we have it on record.
Sweet. With the oil that you have, I will pour it in there, and we'll cook John's turkey.
Hey, man, I'm all over it. You know what? And we're gonna.
But it does have to be thought out.
We're going
to
come back on this program.
I just picked it up.
And we're going to share. We're going to talk about how good he fries a turkey. We're going to see, because we got to taste it. We're going to see how good he does. But, you know, while we're just talking about this, I mean, you know what? Talk to us, Pat. What is that one thing that you gotta have this Thanksgiving that you want to taste that you just it wouldn't be the same without it? What was that one thing?
Oh well, it definitely has to be the sweet potato casserole.
Oh,
I was just
with crusted pecans on top.
Oh yeah,
just
crunchy on
top
and sugar.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
make you want to slap your mom.
He went there.
I'm sorry.
He went there.
Mama doesn't make me want to do that to you.
She's the one who actually brings it every year.
What is so beautiful is that even when Pat says that, she's like, thank you, baby. I appreciate that.
That's a compliment here.
Now take that.
Down here in the South.
Don't smack your mom.
Wow.
How about you?
She did get with him. She did get with him the other day.
She got me good. She got you good.
Oh, yeah, she did.
I wish you would have recorded that.
Wow. Maybe we can have her on the air one day. Can you do that again? You know, you took the words right out of my mouth. My wife makes, I mean, the most incredible sweet potato casserole. Delicious. But I will also add a second one since it is the same. And I just encourage her to do this. I mean, we just, you know, the whole family, the boy, I mean, we just say, you know, you got to make this, Teresa. You got to do this for us. We love her cornbread. In fact, I mean, it's Mrs. Jean's recipe now. I mean, that cornbread. Oh, yes.
Oh.
It is so, it's moist, and it is so, I mean, yum yum for the
tum
tum.
Is it the sweet kind or the other kind?
It is moist. It's has some sweetness. I don't like dried cornbread. I don't want to choke on it. You know, I just not right. my thing. But this is so moist, Steve. It's like eating a piece of cake. Delicious. Steve, talk to us. What is that must have item?
Well, I'm going
to
be sharing those Thanksgiving festivities with Pat. So
you are.
I am, and
what request did you mail in that you want to have that day?
Well, we did kind of talk about you bringing your turkey, which is very exciting. But moving on.
Although there is this one product he likes to bring every year.
Oh, really?
It comes in a can.
Is it Coca-Cola? What is it? Is it?
No.
It's something called cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce, man. You got to go with that.
I do love cranberry. I love cranberry sauce.
I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's like interesting gelatin looking.
Oh, I like that.
It's horrific.
Delicious. What else is he going to be bringing? I mean, because... how about the boiled peanuts? Can he? Because I heard the story about the boiled peanuts.
Tracy, you make amazing boiled peanuts.
She knows.
Amazing.
You almost ate them all, but I want you to bring some boiled peanuts this year so that we can share with the rest of the family. My goodness, we're just having a good old time today, and we want to encourage you. Listen, wherever you're going to spend Thanksgiving holiday and even the month of November, don't stop rejoicing and thanking the Lord for all he has done. The opportunity to spend with family and friends and enjoying life. Listen, this is the season. This is the time. Enjoy it and live for God. It's the greatest thing we'll ever do. We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it. Is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation, and I encourage you to get a device, a radio, or an something, or and something, and put it on your desk at work, and you know, put it by the kitchen sink, and just carry it with you, or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of
chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says it's a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee mm-hmm. while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?